But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Scott Brennan again, Verbal Shenanigans Podcast. Berlew, I am super excited. I'm excited for several reasons here.
Go ahead.
Before we even get into today's, we got big news here. We are we're actually doing a podcast on December 13th, right? And that's not the news. The news is that we are doing it live from the Sussex Big Beer Festival.
Yeah.
Big Beer Festival is going to be held at the Sussex County Fairgrounds. And basically, we are going to have a little table, a little setup, and there's going to be over 200 beers there, 7 gourmet food trucks, including award-winning The Cow and the Curd, The Empanada Guy, Fired Up Flatbread, Waffle Delice, Oink and the Moo Barbecue and the Taco Truck, Music, Fire Pits, Ugly Sweater Contest. So I'm pretty excited about that. One, because I love beer. A little too much, but...
Ditto.
Yes. But what's great about it is we're offered to promote the event, so we also got a customer code for any listeners out there. So if any listeners want to go to the festival, if you put in the promo code shenanigans, you will get $10 off. There's 3 ticket options. There's the designated driver one.
We respect that here at the Verbal Shenanigans Show.
Yeah. There is the normal admission, which is, hold on, let me just check here. Normal admission, I'll get more info, and then there's also a VIP ticket, which will get you over 20 additional craft beers. We'll get food provided by Forno Italiano in Sparta and Trinity in Newton. So,
200's not enough.
Where is this
exactly?
You gotta
go VIP.
This is at the Sussex County Fairgrounds.
What's the average attendance for last year?
I don't know. They didn't tell me, but they, like I said, they have over 200 beers coming to the event, so it should be a pretty big thing.
Please let me know more details, because depending on what their average is, maybe I'll be a vendor. I'll ask to be a vendor for the entire Wild Game division.
See, that'd be great. Making connections here on the show already. We're only 2 minutes in.
Yes. Now, you may be wondering who that voice is from beyond, and actually he's behind a counter right now. His name is Rohan Shetty. Now, that might not mean anything to you, but he is the owner of Sabretti's Hot Dog here in Hopatcon. We are currently live sitting here right now. Rohan, thanks for having us, first off. And it's pretty neat because we are literally in the middle of like a hot dog place, and he's behind the counter serving customers with a microphone hooked up to him. So thanks for having us, first off.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, the big reason we're here, and I mean big in several ways, sitting across from me in Berlew right now is a man named Mr. Randy Santel. Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and I'm excited to be here.
Now, the reason Randy is here, Randy is going to attempt to eat 30 specialty dogs, right, Rohan?
That's right.
30 specialty dogs in how long?
He has 30 minutes, and if I may, you want me to go over the contest rules now, or we'll do that?
Yeah, we'll do that in a few minutes. Let's introduce Randy. So, Randy, for those of you people who don't know you, you are a competitive eater and a bodybuilder, correct?
Well, I am more of a professional eater rather than a competitive eater because I focus mostly on food challenges. And then I'm also more into the nutrition side since I am a professional eater rather than the whole bodybuilding side. But I definitely have to work out a lot to keep all the calories away from my waistline and everything like that. But I've got over 195 food challenge wins throughout. This will be my 20th state in New Jersey, and then over 8 countries. So I've been doing it since 2010.
Wow. So a little background here. You are from Missouri, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Born and pretty much raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
Born and raised in St. So how we got you here is kind of interesting, too. Burlo here has been a fan of yours. So Burlo, why don't you talk about a little bit of how you got Randy here?
Well, basically, I've been watching YouTube videos for a while. I mean, just looking around stuff, certain things like the man versus food items and whatever, and I was checking through videos, and I came across Randy, and it's quite interesting in all the different challenges he does, and he's been going all, as he said, through Europe and all. I've been watching stuff he's been doing throughout the years, and, you know, we've been talking about getting more guests on the show. I laid out a contact to Randy. He pleasantly accepted. He told us he was in the area, and we lucked out where we could arrange a meeting today where we can do a live podcast as he does one of these challenges.
Yes. So, Randy, did you take up the whole train yourself? Or
No, it's actually the train system around New York and New Jersey and Long Island has been very good. So we're not used to that around St. Louis area in the Midwest, but since there's so many people around here, you need better transit, which they definitely do.
Right. So let's get into a little bit of your background. First off, how the hell do you start competitive? Like, when does it happen in your mind, I'm going to start competitive, or whatever you call a professional eating? Like, when were you a kid? When you were a kid, were you a huge eater? Were you or did just a click one day, I'm interested in it? How did this all start?
Well, I've always been a big eater, and I was about 205 pounds when I was in fifth grade. So I was a real, real big kid. But then I lost 40 pounds on Weight Watchers. Ended up going into high school about 185, and then I walked out at 335. So I've always loved food. But in 2010, I actually was about 250 pounds at the time after I finished with college football down at Missouri State University in Springfield. But I've always wanted to be, and just as a big, big guy, like I said, I used to be 350. You always kind of want that, I want to be ripped. Kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I found out about this contest. I don't know if you guys have heard of the show Spartacus on the Stars Network.
Right.
It ended a couple years ago. But in 2010, I won the national Men's Health sponsored Spartacus Transformation Challenge, where I went from about 250 pounds down to 223 all in 2 months. And for winning that, I was able to get a free trip for me and my friend to Auckland, New Zealand to be on the set of Spartacus for a week. And I was actually filmed in Episode 3 of the prequel, Gods of the Arena. So that was really neat. But then after the whole body transformation of all that strict eating and working out and all that, my friend and I, to celebrate, ended up doing a 28-inch pizza in St. Louis called the Pointersaurus. Mm. And we got $500 for beating that. And then on the way home, I ended up having some ice cream, and then I had some food with my family. So I realized that I kind of had a little niche for that, and I've always loved to eat, like I said. But since then, I've got 195 wins throughout 20 states and then 8 countries. So it gives me the ability to work out, travel, and eat, which are
see, the
things
win,
everybody loves.
The win I'm jealous of, I saw the video where he was on the set of Spartacus, was him having Lucy Lawless on his lap there. I mean, that wasn't...
Oh, yeah. No, that was one of my highlights of my life so far. I was in my costume, which was basically a thong and boots. But I was on Lucy Lawless's lap while she fed me grapes, and her quote-unquote slaves were... banning me, so that was pretty
good. Great tire right
yeah.
there, man.
Yeah. Well, what'd you do this weekend? I had Xena Warrior Princess on me. Not bad.
Now, you start this competitive eating. I know I keep calling it competitive eating, but
he'll just punch you later.
How does this start, like, with the training? Like, do you just go to the store and buy a shitload of food and say, okay, let me try to cram as much as I can? Or when did it start becoming, like, actual strategy and training and exercise? Like, I know it's not you just eat and then you become a, you know, you got to really be disciplined.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than people realize. And when I first started in 2010, there was absolutely nowhere to go. There was no website to go to or really any kind of person to turn to find out tips and strategies and things like that. And you can't really learn that much strategy from watching Man vs. Food, because a lot of his strategy isn't very good, which is why he fails a lot of his quantity challenges.
Right.
But so just through a whole lot of trial and error, learning from mistakes, you just got to keep on learning. And then with all that knowledge that I gained from all those, I made my website randysantel.com, which had a very, very comprehensive list of training tips, strategy tips, and things like that. And then a couple of years later, I advanced it, and I went out and actually purchased the domain name foodchallenges.com. And for the past year, really 2 years, because it took me about 7 months to raise all the money to develop it, but for the last year, I've just been working on the website, which has all kinds of things. Like I said, foodchallenges.com. There's an entire database. There's over 3,000 food challenges throughout 24 countries around the world. People are able to get on there and find out everything, where to go, all the details about every specific food challenge, including Sobretti's, where we're here today. Along with that, there's all kinds of tips on how to train and strategize for all over. There's over 28 different types of food challenges, and there's a different strategy for each, including the multiple hot dog one that I'm doing today. Along with that, most food challenges that restaurants put on, like I said, Man vs. Food really didn't ever teach how to make any of those. They just inspired all these restaurants to make them. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them, they're not very good. They're not very profitable or marketable, and not many people actually try a lot of them. You can't just put 5 pounds on a plate and expect people to eat it.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole over 70 article section teaching restaurants how to create, market, and design food challenges that will actually work and people will actually try.
Your website, like I've been going through it the last week. It's very well thought out. There's a lot on the website to look at. There's a lot to access. So, did you build that yourself, or did you have someone come in with you and really develop that?
Well, I had a company develop it. The actual designer is in New York, and then the development company was down in Tampa Bay, and they're just about finished with it. But the good thing about what I've been doing is, in 2010, I started with absolutely no knowledge or anything about anything in regards to competitive eating. So basically, foodchallenges.com is basically all of my thoughts and what I wish had been there in 2010 when I first started, so that a lot of people today that get inspired by my food challenge videos and just in general, I mean, most people don't grow up wanting to be a competitive eater. It's just kind of a thing they stumble upon. Like, you can always say, people ask, oh, how do you spot a competitive eater or something like that? Usually, if you go to a party where it's open bar, or not open bar, but buffet, it's that person.
That's me.
That's still
the competitive
Scott,
drinker.
You got potential.
It's that person that's still eating.
Beerchallenges.com.
Everybody else has moved on to the beer or something like that. Mm. But it gives people, foodchallenges.com just gives people how, just the how and the where and everything they need. And basically, the company took what I was wanting and they applied it into something that's actually useful that people can easily navigate and understand and quickly get to what they want to find out.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you said you've now done close to 200 challenges now?
Yeah, by the time I'll be in New York and New Jersey until this Monday, and then I move on to Philadelphia for a week where I'll be doing a whole bunch of challenges there. I'm excited to actually have a real Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Mm.
But yeah, by the time I leave Philadelphia, I'll have 200 wins, and then I've got a 47-day tour throughout the UK and Ireland up in December, January, and February. And before I start promoting all my challenges over there, in order to get more appearance fees and things like that and have bigger events and media coverage, I want to be able to say that I'm one of only two people in the world with 200 food challenge wins.
So what was your first challenge?
My first challenge was that one that I just mentioned, was the Pointosaurus. It was about 11-pound pizza in St. Louis.
Wow. So, I mean, there's so many questions I could ask you. I mean, you've done everything, like I've seen, from milkshakes to burgers to dogs to... So what was the hardest challenge to date?
It was a partner pizza. What's
that?
Two people.
Oh, okay. I was like, 11 pounds? We're in a lot of trouble.
No, yeah.
He had that before he got here. We stopped off at McDonald's.
Well, the number one, by weight specifically, and all challenges are different. You can't really consider a 5-pound ice cream challenge the same as a 5-pound burrito challenge and the same as a 5-pound, say, steak challenge. But by weight, the highest challenge that I've done was the 8-pound, 10-ounce breakfast challenge over in Cavan, Ireland, which over 336 people had failed to do it in an hour. And I was the first person to beat it, and I did it in 27 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Wow. So I know you have a loss, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I've got not quite a few. I've got about 10 total losses, but some of those have been, in my book, gotten rid of because I've gone back and beaten them.
Yeah, right.
There was one big barbecue sandwich challenge down in Bonner Springs, Kansas, okay. near Kansas City, Missouri, where it took me 5 tries to beat the thing because it was over 6.5 pounds okay. of basically meat and these really tough crinkle-cut French fries. And I was able to finally do that on the 5th try in just 32 minutes, which Adam Richman didn't even finish 2/3 of it.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to bring up, I mean, what I like about his site and everything is he's even put up the video of, like, when he lost. And the one in particular was the Papa's
Brand. Yeah, I lost a big, it was about 7 pounds of food over in St. Andrews, Scotland. About 7 pounds of food, and then after finishing that, I had to finish 6 ghost pepper wings.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not a big, big spicy fan. And they had the wings sitting out there in front of me, and really, really spicy wings. You can smell from 15 feet away. And I had pretty much all the food down, but then those 6 wings, I knew I was going to lose it if I even tried them. So I ended up not winning that one. But I'll be back to do that on January 2nd to get my revenge of that loss.
That's great. Yeah, I'm going to start putting my losses on comedy sets on my website.
ComedyLosers.com.
Scott Brennan is 9-70 in open mics. But go ahead.
You almost got a chuckle there that one night, and I'll give you. It's 9-69-1.
So your body going through this, like this has to affect your body. You know, eating like this, and I've even seen on your Facebook that you've eaten, done multiple challenges in one day, like. How do you maintain? Obviously, you're a big guy, you're in shape, but how do you maintain keeping the weight off? How do you maintain staying in shape, monitoring what's going in and out of your body?
Well, back when I was really young and dumb, back in 2010, not that I'm that much brighter now, but my record is I won 4 food challenges in 22 hours, totaling over 15 pounds. And that's without throwing anything up either.
Mm-hmm.
And then one weekend in Seattle, Washington, I ended up doing 33 pounds in 3 days. Which was 6 challenges and 1 contest. So that was crazy, too. But since I've been doing it over 4 years now, my body can't recover like that. So I kind of stick to 1 per day. Mm. But really, the whole world has kind of been, I guess, coaxed into believing that weight loss and all that is all about supplements and fitness, which is completely inaccurate, which... I'll be the first to say that I believed that back in the day, and that's why I was over 300 pounds for so long, because I didn't understand how important nutrition is. And with this website, I work on it about 10 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
So I'm not able to work out nearly as much as I was when I won that Spartacus Transformation Challenge. So really, I only get about 45 minutes to an hour of good actual workout. The rest of the time, I'm behind a computer or something like that. So it's all about diet. Like, I'll go on long trips just like this one where I'm doing 14 challenges in about 2 weeks. But then I go a month or two where I'm eating like a bird, keeping my calories really, really low.
Right.
Not unhealthily low, but I keep it low until I lose all that weight that I gained. For example, and obviously this is not healthy, but I go to extremes so that I can basically get everything going so that other people don't have to, but they can still reap the benefits of what foodchallenges.com is going to bring. When I was over in the UK last year, we did a 8-country tour over 44 days. We had way too much fun. I'll be the first to say that, but I did 29 challenges, and I was 27-2.
Oh, my God.
But we also went out drinking 6 nights a week religiously for all 7 weeks that we were over there. And I gained 35 pounds in the 44 days. But once I got back, I basically took 3 months off, and I had all the weight lost by March. And we got back the day before Christmas. So.
Does this have any long-term like health effects on your body, or is it's pretty much just monitoring as much as possible?
Well, I get tested pretty regularly as far as cholesterol and blood levels and things like that go. But once I get done with my 200 food challenge wins, I'm going to be taking a 5-week break to basically just get my cholesterol and everything really, really in check. So we're going to do a documentary little thing right before I go over to the UK, where I get all my blood levels tested and stuff like that. And right as all the people are into this whole health and stuff,
right
at the beginning of the year, we're going to release this little short documentary of me getting my blood test to show that with over 200 food challenge wins because I keep to moderation and stick to a healthy diet when not doing the food challenges. I've still got healthy blood levels and everything like that.
No, my question is, like, if you're not competing and you're just eating at home an average meal, is it still big or is it still, like, do you have, like, the sensation of feeling full on a normal eating at home kind of basis? How does that work for you?
I mean, your stomach's a muscle, is made up of muscles just like your body, right. Your biceps and abs and all that. And, yes, it expands for all my challenges, but also if I take a week off, it also contracts back to a normal-sized stomach, too. So, I mean, there's days if I don't train, I mean, I can't even eat a 3-pound challenge or 4-pound challenge. I mean, not so much anymore since I've been doing it so long. It's kind of like riding a bike.
Right.
I mean, I'll take 2 months off, but then a couple of training sessions, and I'm right back in it now. But, yeah.
I mean, I guess a cheat day for him would be like the opposite for us. I mean, a cheat day for him would be like, oh, I only ate a side salad today.
Well, and the other thing as far as nutrition goes is people have also been coaxed into believing that clean eating and the way to lose weight is basically being miserable by just eating chicken breasts and tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that. I mean, I don't really even eat cheat meals anymore because I'm really on a strapped budget because all my money goes to the website and my travels and stuff like that, so I don't get to go out and get chicken breasts. So, I mean, my normal meals are basically 100% whole wheat bread with crappy Walmart deli meat with hot sauce and jalapenos and stuff. It's not like I go out and get that really fancy stuff. It's just that I don't eat a ton of the not-so-fancy stuff. And, like, if my parents have leftovers, because I live with them right now, while I'm getting the website up, because when I'm traveling for months at a time, it's nice not having to pay rent.
Yeah.
So they're really helping me out there. But if they have leftovers, say, even lasagna or spaghetti or something, where it's not, obviously lasagna is nothing you do as you're clean eating. But I'll have that for breakfast, so I have the rest of the day to burn the calories, and I just have healthier meals throughout the day. So you just got to balance it out, and it all works out in the end, if you understand nutrition.
You know, in your wildest dreams, did you ever think that eating these contests, like you started with a pizza, would take you around the world, take you to UK, take you to Ireland, you said you're going?
No, yeah, everything just keeps on evolving, and as I continue with foodchallenges.com, I found out about more food challenges, and like, there's a whole bunch over in Asia, so I've got my top 6 tour list that I want to do as far as I want to go throughout Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, China, Japan. They all have challenges. There's challenges all around Australia, the UK, Canada. There's some in Mexico now.
Now
it's basically going to take me to a lot of places just because everybody else focuses on competitive eating, and I focus on food challenges, which anybody can do. You don't have to eat 7 pounds of food to win a food challenge. There's a lot of smaller food challenges you can win, too. It's just like poker. You don't have to be playing with millions of dollars. You can do it just as a regular person playing with regular people. You can also, with food challenges, win as just a regular person, too. You just got to train a little bit, and then you'll be able to win with the proper strategy that you'll learn from foodchallenges.com.
Now, what about funding these trips? Is it all from you, or are you sponsored, or how
does
that
work?
Yeah,
no, I don't have any sponsors yet, and I haven't even really gone for any because we don't
Verbal
have
Shenanigans will sponsor you. We'll give you $10. Train fare.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll buy me a few watermelons. But, yeah, as far as sponsors go, and people make a big deal out of that, get sponsors and stuff, but foodchallenges.com wasn't created wanting to have some mom and pop restaurant as the sponsor or something like that. We're already in over 24 countries. People are checking out the website and things like that. Anybody that can understand English or has Google Translate is able to get on the website and find out where all the challenges are and how to win them. So, I mean, we're going for Frank's Red Hot Sauce and big, big stuff.
Right.
I want to have like a beer sponsor and things like that.
Me too.
Maybe
yeah,
not
right.
But
yeah,
like
too.
A star. But everybody loves food and everybody has to eat.
Let's ask this. How many hot dogs did you get over there? 2? He's going to try to eat 30 in about a half hour.
Do that 14 more times, okay?
sorry, I was just talking. There's a little kid here. He's munching down a hot dog watching Randy here.
Yeah, and speaking of the site, I know recently you just released the foodchallenges.com store to help you out, promote the product and so forth.
Yeah, people are able to basically purchase foodchallenges.com gear to wear during their own food challenges and competitions because RandySantel.com is obviously about me, but foodchallenges.com is not at all. It's just what I created so other people can use. There's a social media application where you can connect with other eaters, restaurant owners, and fans. You can also represent foodchallenges.com, and people will know that it's not your first rodeo, that you've actually studied up and you're kind of a serious eater. Mm. Along with that, you're able to have your own profile on our website where you can put videos on there so people can basically see your eating resume. And along with that, it's www.foodchallenges.com/user/ For example, Randy Santel, that's a hell of a lot more, I guess, better looking to restaurants and people you want to send it to than just, say, some list of challenges.
And the website's clean, man. It's a really nice design, layout.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We've been working on it a long time. So
I mean, it's really cool, like the map feature. I mean, that's how, like we talked about how we found the site. I just put in my zip code, and it literally showed out, and it breaks it out by different challenges, whether it's a spicy one, whether it's hot dog. You know,
yeah, you're
like
able
that.
To search the site. You can just put in your state, New York, or even your city, Long Island, New Jersey, or anything like that. Or one of the cool features for right now in the United States, you can put in your zip code, and every food challenge around you within about 2 hours or 150 miles comes up, and it shows all 28 different types of food challenges along with all the information you can want. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for everything food challenges related.
That's awesome. What's your plumbing bill like?
You know, a lot of people ask that, but it's not that big of a deal.
No.
It's more like 3 or 4 times in one day compared to, like, get the plunger out.
You talked about, like, you brought up earlier about the video that you did where you say working out does not lose weight, and you brought up stuff like protein. So I guess that all helps out with the inner health and makes everything go as planned.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get your vegetables and your fruits and stuff like that, but it's not all about stick to protein. Like, people that always say, oh, I don't eat any carbs, it's kind of, once they say that, they're kind of lost. So, yeah. I mean,
now, you are a bodybuilder too, correct? Or is that kind of
the only bodybuilding I've ever done, and I'm one for one. Well, really, I've done two kind of things. In 2010, I won that national body transformation contest.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in 2012, I did a big transformation, too. I lost 51 pounds in 10 weeks. And I was really, really cut up and got all the professional photos and tanned and all that for that, too. But as far as actually competing in events, I mean, I focus mostly on the food challenges. Right. And to be good at those, you have to be really focused on the whole working out and the diet and stuff like that. So you've got to do either one or the other. And there's millions of people that try to bodybuild. And there's only one person that owns foodchallenges.com and has almost over 200 food challenge wins and actually teaches people how to do that. The money's not in the eating.
Right.
It's in the marketing and teaching other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, like Michael Jordan, for example, with his whole, he played basketball. But, for example, with Joey Chestnut, is he only eats. I mean, there's no thing where he teaches people how to eat or anything like that. Michael Jordan still has the sponsorships, the shoes, and all that. That's where you get his money. With eating, if you only eat and you don't focus on teaching other people, I mean, once you're done, you're done. There's no more. You got to find another job.
Yeah. Right. Who's the best eater in the world, in your opinion?
Well,
or your influences, or
really, there's four really, really good ones. There's a girl named Molly, who lives out in California now. And then the top two that everybody knows is Joey Chestnut, who always wins Nathan's, along with a whole bunch of other competitions. And then there's Takaru Kobayashi, who still does a lot of
I was
going
to say, what happened to him?
I actually know about that. Basically, I forget, what's the
Major
Federation?
League Eating.
Major League Eating. They basically started their own federation or group, if you will, and they pretty much said, okay, if you join us, you can only do these certain things. And Kobayashi's kind of like, no, I just want to do wherever I want to go. So he pretty much didn't sign on with them, and that's why Joey Chestnut hasn't been side by side with him defending the Nathan's belt. I do know he like goes into New York and does a challenge like off site.
Yeah, he travels around the United States. Whoever will pay his appearance fees and things like that, doing more promo events, kind of. He doesn't so much do because there's not a whole lot of people that can really compete with him.
Right.
So it's hard to set up any kind of independent contest with him because he always wins by a pretty good margin. But the other person that's getting really, really good, he's a young kid. He's only about 21, 22. He's the number two eater in MLE right now. His name is Matt Stoney.
So, I've seen his videos, too.
He's really good, too. But I'd say those are the top four. Yeah.
So what are your goals? You know, you're where you are now. Like, what's the future of, you know, Randy here?
Well, for the next probably 2 years, the focus is foodchallenges.com. And then after that, I want to focus more on my nutrition plan that I've been developing over the past couple of years that actually teaches people how to eat by comparing it to a actual sport that everybody can know and understand. Because you can't teach some banker or investment guy that only knows about finances or some blue-collar guy. You can't tell him macros, carbs, eat 20% proteins. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't even understand what the hell a complex carb is. So you can't be busting out all these big terms to these people to teach them. A lot of people will just call people like that lazy and stupid and stuff like that, and that's completely stupid to just totally disregard them. So the nutrition plan that I want to basically, after I teach all these people how to eat a lot, I'll be teaching a lot more people how to actually eat healthy. And use it to whether they want to gain weight, lose weight, maintain. It teaches people actually the concept of nutrition, and really it's not science-backed. It's just completely how it works.
I mean, that's interesting because I wanted to bring up, like, as we're seeing nowadays, stuff like in New York City, they put in laws where you can only sell a certain amount of, like, sodas, like, in McDonald's, they got rid of supersizing. And yeah. What are your thoughts about that, how people are pretty much trying to put up laws and say, no, you can't get this amount or large amounts or whatever?
Well, it's definitely never going to work. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't get too far into that whole political stuff because I'm fairly apathetic about all that because I focus all my time on food challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way, and really, what really the big problem is, I mean, at the end of the day, the money for sponsored athletes and things like that, all the money's in supplements. And the fitness side of everything, because everybody, nutrition is very controversial. So people avoid that, and they just focus on the whole new fitness side and the supplements, where the money's at. And what the real thing that people need to be worried about is the actual nutrition side. I mean, there's a lot of people that eat salads covered in ranch thinking they're doing a good thing, when in reality they could have just eaten hot dogs and a burger and fries.
Right.
So,
do chicks dig competitive eaters?
You know what? It's getting better.
That's why he's spending all his time into this.
Yeah. Well, I always say that no girl ever wakes up dreaming to date a competitive eater. But they also say that even a guy that can just drive a golf ball straight down the fairway, some girls find that sexy. So you just got to find a girl that – because I eat clean, too. That's another thing that separates me from a lot of people, is that when you watch me, by the end of watching me, you're like, hey, that food looked good. I want to try some. It's not like, oh, that was nasty. Mm-hmm. Or, gosh, why did he crumble that up? Or, ugh.
Could you ever date a female competitive eater?
You know what? It just kind of depends. I mean, I think I could. I mean, I don't have any standards against it.
I mean, you see, like, the Black Widow.
That's not wrong.
I mean, like, the Black Widow, I forget her name, that does, like, the Nathan's Challenge. I mean, she's only, like, 80, 90 pounds. You know? It's not like they're like out of shape or anything. I mean,
yeah, there's a couple girls that are between 105 and 120 that are really, really good. Yeah,
it's amazing.
I mean, it's kind of actually funny with like on the other side, the competitive eating, you don't see like heavy, overweight kind of people. It's just pretty much, you know, people are built like Randy or some people like Matt Stoney, who seems to be like super skinny and whatever. No, that's always found that interesting. The one thing fat people are known for, they're not good at, apparently.
hardest challenge you ever did?
Well, spicy challenges are definitely the toughest because I'm not a big spicy fan. One time I did a 10-wing challenge that was covered in Trinidad Moruga scorpion sauce, and it was actually a legit one. It wasn't just a flavored one or anything like that. It took me 2.5 minutes to eat these 10 wings. It took me about 2.5 hours to be able to get out of the bathroom and just be able to go get my stuff and leave the restroom.
Wow.
God. It was crazy. Those suck.
So that brings us closer to what time we got here?
It's about 1:30. I think it's about time. We were talking to Peter Bond over Facebook. He is the person who currently holds the record of 19 hot dogs. He gave me his number, so I think we're going to call him up.
So we're trying to get in touch with the current record holder. But while he's calling, Randy, you're looking straight at what you're about to face here. And we'll check in with Rohan in a minute here. He seems a little busy serving up some dogs here. But Mike Berlo is currently on the phone with Peter Bond, who has the record, which is 19 off the board. 19 off the board. You could put him in this mic. It'll probably be better.
Okay.
Hey, Peter, it's Scott Brennan from Verbal Shenanigans Podcast. I'm sure you've heard of us. So you are the current record holder at Sobretti's here with 19 hot dogs off the board. Correct?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, I am.
Now, we are sitting across from a man named Randy Santel, who is getting ready to take on the challenge, and he wants to hold the record and also try to take 30 off the board. What do you think? What are your feelings on that?
It's pretty tough. I wish him all the best of luck. I thought I was going to get a lot further than I did towards the end of those. I think when I did the challenge, my record was, or the previous record was 17, so I wanted to have beat the record and then go for one extra.
So what was the hardest one? What was the hardest one to get through that you had?
Probably, I forgot the name of it. Maybe the one with the turkey syrup and marshmallow.
Oh, yes, the Hershey dog. Yeah.
Well, Peter, it's a little hard to hear you, but we'll check in during Randy's eating and give you an update of where he is.
Oh, that would be great. I really wish I would have been there today.
Randy, anything to say to Peter?
Oh, no. I appreciate you got any tips on what I need to do to get that 20 and even the 30.
Got any tips, Peter, or are you going to try to hold on to the record by saying nothing?
You know what? The only advice I can do is the speed is the original challenge within an hour, and I didn't have that time, so good luck.
All right, Peter, thanks so much for calling in. We're gonna try to give you a call later.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, bud. So, all right, Randy. So the challenge in front of you is 30 dogs, everything ranging from the all-the-way dog, which seems pretty standard, all the way to the Yonkers dog, the Fire Island dog, Wasabi dog. How you feeling?
I feel good about all of them except for that last one. I don't like anything that says ghost pepper. Okay.
Rohan, can we check in with you real quick?
Can you give me 5 minutes and I'll get rid of all of these dogs?
No, these hungry customers wait for our podcast. you wait outside, too, in the rain.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a little break here, and then we're going to check in with Rohan, and then we're going to let Randy get ready. Well, that's actually a good question. How do you get ready? What pumps you up? You pump yourself up, or you just kind of go into it nice and easy?
Well, I've been here since October 30th, and since then I've already beaten 7 challenges around New York City and Long Island. And yesterday I kind of prepared for this one by, for lunch, I did a 5-pound burger, which had 2 pounds of beef, about a pound of curly fries, a very large bun, and then a bunch of coleslaw, homemade Thousand Island dressing.
Wuss.
And before that, the day before that, I did a 5-pound ice cream sundae, actually, with a whole Belgian waffle. And then before that, I did a whole bunch of other challenges, like 29 sliders, 22 tacos, a couple different burger challenges. And so, really, if I'm not training with a food challenge beforehand, I'll do like 10 to 12 pounds of watermelon the night before.
Wow.
You want to eat a big meal about 18 to 22 hours beforehand. And then you just drink a lot of water the whole way, rest of the way through, so that your body is kind of empty and just ready to take on a lot of food during your challenge.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's like the biggest mistake people have? And I'm guessing a lot of people, like, my first thought is, well, I'm just going to starve myself before I go into it.
Yeah, that's terrible. Like, some people will try to, like, not eat for, like, 2 days or something like that, or they'll keep their meals light so that they're hungry and ready to eat. But if you don't expand your stomach beforehand, what's going to make you just, you got to think of your muscles and your stomach just like kind of like your body, muscles in your arms and biceps and stuff like that. You got to train them and prepare them to be able to. Like, you just can't get on a bench and bench 315 pounds. You got to warm up.
I can.
You gotta, well, I do believe that looking at you. But yeah, you got to warm up your stomach, and you do. Drinking a lot of water, especially regularly, like I regularly have about 2 gallons of water a day, which keeps my body flushed and feeling good and ready to eat and my stomach muscles loose, so that when I start eating, I'm already, it's been about 25 hours since my last challenge, and I haven't eaten anything since. So I'm feeling good, ready, empty, and it should be a good day today.
All right. What do you guys think? He's going to do it or not? We're getting some nods. We're getting some smiles. I have no idea. Today.
Well, I think if they bet against me on the 20 hot dogs, I think they're going to lose their money.
Oh,
yeah. The big deal is getting all 30. That's going to be the tough one.
All right, we're going to check in with Rohan in a little bit. We're going to let Randy go get ready and get into his food zone here.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
We'll check in with him during it, and we're going to check in with you after it. So we'll see how you're feeling.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, buddy. All right, we are about 5 minutes away from Randy taking down this 30 hot dog challenge. We're going to check in with Rohan real quick, and he's going to go over the rules and what Randy's going to expect and what he needs to do to beat this record. Rohan, give us the lowdown here.
Okay, my name is Rohan Shetty, owner of Sabretti's, located on 22 Lakeside Boulevard, Hopatcong, New Jersey. Basically, Randy is going to do our challenge. There's two parts of this challenge. The first part of this challenge is, I would say, is what everybody's been trying here for 4 years. It's completing as many dogs as possible. It used to be an hour. It moves down in 15-minute increments, so now it's down to 30 minutes. Right now, our current champion is Peter Bond at 19 dogs off the board alphabetically, starting with the All the Way, ending with the Philly dog. Finish it completely. Randy is going to try to complete 20 dogs in 30 minutes. You're good with the volume?
You're good.
Okay. 20 dogs in 30 minutes. That includes eating every single thing up there just the way it is. Also, it's very important that everybody understands that it's a little different than the Nathan's contest. I do have a lot of respect for the Nathan's contest and all the other players out there. However, ours, there is no taking apart the dog. There is no separating things. You eat it in the order that you see it, as almost as you see it in a picture. There's no removing toppings, flipping the dog over, none of that stuff. Other other challenge contests are orchestrated where you can do whatever it is so it gets down into your stomach. Secondly, you get to pick yellow or brown mustard on anyone that has mustard. And then lastly, anything that has chili on it, you get to pick regular chili or spicy wild boar. That's a choice. Mm. We do have 30 dogs on the board. The grand prize is $1,000 in gift certificate form that would go to normally it would go to the person. However, he's not from the area. He's from St. Louis. So we are going to donate that, whether it's to one organization or several local organizations. That will be donated to them if he completes the contest. The interesting part of that is, one is he gets, you know, obviously he gets the title of winning all the Grand Champion Award. He also gets to change any dog that is on our board to his name. So the dog would be named after him with the word, with the three letters D-O-G after it. Nice. That would remain up there as a guarantee for 3 months. It may be much longer, but I want to not say a big time frame when I can't promise that. I can promise 3 months.
So,
And also, I don't want to say that, you know, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you think Randy's chances are here? How are you feeling?
I've did a lot of research on him, and he's got a very good, he's got the best probabilities, the best chances to win outside of anybody that stepped foot in the store. My concern is that the majority of his contests wasn't comprised of eating various different products at all different levels. And what I mean by that is flavor levels, sour levels, salt levels, sweet levels. So you have every area of the tongue that makes a difference here, and it just doesn't mix well with your mind when that happens. We believe at number 12, I'm sorry, at number 9 and number 12, for instance, that's the Chinatown and the Hershey. That's an excellent dog. Many, many people order that here. However, it's duck sauce mush at that point. It's chocolate mush bread with some meat. That doesn't sit well mentally when you're kind of going through the whole process. We also have to understand that 30-minute timer, no, there is no anything that should be reversed coming out of his mouth. Can't be reading, can't be any of that. We're not going to change our rules as we go through things. We also want to understand that 15-minute increments, he could do the entire challenge in 15 minutes. The entire challenge in 15 minutes. At that point, anybody in the future has to match it and be under 15 minutes. So there's a couple good things here that he could set a new pace to it. My ultimate goal, what I vision, is that he's shooting for 20 dogs within 15 minutes. He gets there in 10, go for the 30 in 15 minutes. No matter what, hit the 15-minute mark on the 20 and then try to get the 30 dogs in the 30-minute mark. At that point, he takes everything at that point.
All right, Randy, let's check in with you real quick, if you could talk right in that mic. How you feeling pre-game here?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I've been reviewing all the different hot dogs and everything on them, and the good thing is I'm about 0% picky. I can pretty much eat about everything. So, and I've got my water. I'll probably have a lemonade and then a diet soda just to keep my calories lower towards the end and help get the last couple hot dogs down. But 30 minutes is a lot of time, so we'll be pretty good. Typically, when you're doing a challenge, if you don't have most of it down in the first 20 minutes, you're not your chances aren't looking good. So we're hoping to have all 20 down within 15 to 18 minutes. So we'll see. And with the size of these hot dogs, it's to my advantage, too. So hopefully they don't kill me on the toppings. But he looks like a good guy. I don't think he's going to do that.
All right, real quick, what does the crowd think? Is he going to do it or not?
Come on, people.
Yeah. Yeah. Go, Randy! Yeah. All right, we're going to stop here and then start right before the challenge. Thank you very much. All right, Berlew, we are approximately 5 minutes away from start of this event. We have an awesome crowd here. Place is packed. It's a small place, so it already feels intimate. Now we are surrounded by people on all sides.
We got about like 25 people here, everybody coming out. I mean, that's a great crowd for a Thursday at 2 p.m.
Yes. Kids are all from school, which I'm sure helps. Yeah. Teachers convention, baby. I think Randy's going to kill this.
I think so, too, man. I mean, like I said, I've been a fan of his videos for a while. Yeah, I will. The interesting thing is there are very unique rules to this. It's not just here's the food, chow it down. It's literally here are the conditions. You can't pull it apart.
Yep.
So there are some unique factors that can make it a little interesting, but I still got faith in my boy.
Yeah, I got my money on Randy, too. I think not only is he going to get the 20, I think he's going to crush the 30, to be honest.
I think we're going to go to Dunkin' Donuts after this. Yeah, That's how much.
Not only that, Randy is a goddamn moose. He is one intimidating man.
I was going to say linebacker. I'm shocked halfback, man.
It's like watching J.J. Watt eat hot dog. But I'm getting excited here. First off, I know Rohan is busy, but I want to thank him. We'll probably talk to him at the end here, too. But I want to thank him for having us. This has been great. Again, a little promo. Again, you could see us again December 13th at the Big Beer Festival, Big Brew Festival.
Can't wait,
again,
man.
There is a discount promotion entering Shenanigans on the website. We'll get people $10 off. I'm planning on doing a podcast and then also partaking in some of the local brews.
Those are the non-alcoholic kinds, right?
Right.
I want a keg of O'Doul's.
Yes. Yes. Do you think they make kegs of O'Doul's?
If they do, I'd be too embarrassed to order one, even out of a joke.
Yes.
Do you have O'Doul's Light? I'm watching my calories and my alcoholic intake.
Yes. So currently, we'll post some video from this, and Randy will have his video. Randy's he's going with the kneeling approach. He laid down a pair of his pants to kneel on. He's wearing a Food Challenge's shirt, Food Challenge's hat. I feel like I'm calling a boxing match here. In the hot dog corner, weighing in at God knows what.
275-ish.
Yeah, so he's got two water bottles hanging on the left. He's got two Minute Maids.
Lemonades.
And we are about to see everything from spicy chili to Thai sauce to raw onion to wasabi to banana ketchup.
Chocolatey even.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to enter the contest next time. I think I could do three.
Darn, so close.
Yes.
I had heavy breakfast, sorry.
Randy's got his headphones on. He's getting ready.
He's getting psyched up. I mean, he takes this very seriously. This is no joke. This is no guy who just goes, yeah, I can eat a lot. I mean, he really puts effort and thought into everything he does here and on. And that's the cool thing about him.
Yeah. Real nice guy, too.
Very nice.
Real nice guy. It's pretty cool. We got kids here sitting here with their iPhones out. We got cameras. We got a crowd.
We got some promotion out, man.
That's good.
Been passing out our cards. Well, my cards with our information on the back.
Yes. And again, if you are interested in the podcast, you can go on Facebook, type in Verbal Shenanigans. If you can't find it, type in Verbal Shenanigans in Google. You can go to Podbean, Verbal Shenanigans /Podbean, .podbean.
iTunes.
iTunes, Stitcher. It's getting out there. More things to come.
Yeah. A lot of exciting stuff, too, man.
Yes.
Some stuff we can't even talk about yet.
That's correct. That's correct. We're going to interview your mother and, you know, figure out what the hell happened there.
Mm.
I feel like Troy Aikman and Joe Buck here. Yeah. We're just not close
enough.
It's kind
of like a golf event because they're trying to talk and I'm trying to lower my voice.
Yes.
Randy's coming up to the third tee.
Randy's coming up to the third dog.
He has a little chili on the side. Very interesting how he's going to play this.
Yes. I think he's going to put it in his mouth and
ooh.
Eat it.
Ooh. Oh, he's going for the mustard. Oh, and he's got it. He's got it, people.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Halfway.
I will be.
So Rohan is getting Randy prepped for this contest. I could smell the dogs in the air.
Halfway through, I'm going to ask him, hey, you going to eat that?
Yeah, and I could smell you. You smell terrible.
I'm sorry, man. I'm so excited, man. I wet my pants. I'm sorry. I got some dirty water dog juice in my pants right now.
I'm really excited here. I'm looking to the left. There are looks like a whole tray of dogs. Probably something around 12 dogs.
Yeah, yeah. That's the plan. The plan is 12, 8, and then they're going to figure out the rest from there. Oh, okay.
We're going by eights.
Eights.
We're going by eights.
Oh, they're changing the rules halfway through. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's.
I feel like I got a VIP seat here.
Ah.
All right, I'm going to hit roll on the GoPro. What do you think, buddy? You think he's going to do it? Yeah. Asking my... How old are you? Ask my little five-year-old friend here. What's your name? Five-year-old JJ says Randy's going to crush it. I have to agree.
When people have contests, when we have contests here, I want to make sure, like, some people think, oh, you know, light them up, load it up lightly. No, they're loading it heavy. I don't get into any of that. They're all made the same exact way for every single person. And we're happy if he wins. It's a shame if he doesn't. And you know, there'll be other people that, you know, will try at that point. As the numbers go up, there's less people that try. You know, that. Between the numbers 16 and 17, over 100 people lost. Between the numbers of 16 and 17.
Interesting.
The majority are local. Some come from out of state, whatever the case is, and the other two contests are in July.
All right. So the anticipation builds. Randy is taking pictures of his food.
Documenting.
Yes. Burl, what do you? How do you think you'd hold up in this contest?
I think I could go at my best 5 or 6.
Right.
I mean, maybe in a half an hour, maybe I could sneak a 7th one in, but nowhere to the quantity of my photos going to be up there.
All right, Randy's taking a picture, blasting his biceps out with a tray of dogs, 8 dogs to be exact.
Just a little bit more Saturday.
You could hear him kind of, he's talking to a young kid.
Helping him out.
I'm sure you'll see this in his video also, which we will certainly post on the Verbal Shenanigans site.
Very good, yeah.
And I got some cool GoPro footage right in Randy's face. Ooh, we're getting a little hot dog right. Good view here.
I like the way you said it there, Scotty.
Yeah. Rohan flexing in the background also. They're very comparable in size.
Yes. I think they go to the same gym.
Yes. He also won the body transformation contest.
Yes, but he went in the opposite direction.
Oh, Randy is going to the bathroom. I don't know.
Let's get the GoPro in there. Randy, final thoughts as you're sitting down.
I'll stop the GoPro for now. We could also cut all this banter out if
Why?
We feel. Well, we got a half hour ahead, and then we got to talk to Randy at the end. So, you know, hopefully he doesn't spew. Yeah. But,
Well, the GoPro is right there, so we'll have wonderful footage.
Yeah, I have the waterproof case on it.
Oh, thank God. your wife's like, why do we have to buy another $200 camera again?
She doesn't know the real
price. How many times I got to tell you?
And Randy's still in the bathroom.
He's making room.
Making room.
I'm not going to specify.
That's a polite way to say that. The PG version. One cool thing about this, Rohan was able to get it in the paper. I posted the link on our Facebook. Yeah.
We kind of noticed our names weren't in the article.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes when you're the lonely podcast.
Yeah, well, they must have known we're so popular that our names do not need to be. This lady's known us for years, even though we've only done it for a few weeks.
Randy's now in a sleeveless shirt. It says, these aren't guns, they're cannons.
All right. I think we're about to start here.
All right.
I'm going to
start a timer there, Burlo.
That's a good idea. Hopat Kong.
Right now, they are talking about the strategy of pronouncing the town that this is taking place in.
I'm at Happing at Kong.
Randy is in position, positioning the water. About ready to get started here.
There we go.
Not with this, but yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's good. That'll do. We got the video from different sources. Yeah. Randy's putting headphones on. Okay. Second to it.
I do my intro.
We're on with Randy. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Randy Santel, Atlas with Atlas and Zeus Promotions and proud owner of foodchallenges.com. Very, very excited. I'm going for my first win in the state of New Jersey, and I'm also going for win number 196 today. I'm on my quest for 200. I am in Hopatcong, New Jersey, at Sabretti's. I was making sure I said that right. At Sabretti's Hot Dogs, I'm taking on their Hot Dog Record Challenge. Now, there's actually two parts to this. The record, within 30 minutes, is eating. They've got 30 hot dogs on their menu. Now, the record is that somebody, a while back, ate their first 19 hot dogs in order in less than 30 minutes. Now, to beat the challenge, all I've got to do is eat the first 20 hot dogs of the 30 in less than 30 minutes. Now, the other part is, obviously nobody's done it. If I can eat all 30 of their hot dogs, the winner of that challenge gets a $1,000 gift certificate to the restaurant.
But because, obviously, I live in Missouri, we're going to be taking that $1,000 gift certificate and donating it to one or more charities around the area. So we're going for that. It's been over a day since I've eaten. I want to get this thing done so we can get all that food donated. But like I said, I've got 30 minutes to finish. I'm going to try to beat the first 20 in less than 15 minutes. And if I win, if I beat the challenge, I'll get them all free. And then obviously I'll get it free along with the gift certificate for the charities if I beat all 30. But we got quite a few people in here watching. Let's get it started.
And he is flexing and ready to begin. Little re-intro here. Let me turn Randy back up.
Oh, I've got to do my transformation.
He's doing his transformation. Praying God. Turning around the hat. Over
right,
the top
music's
style.
Music's ready, and during that, I also found out that if I eat all 30, another part, another incentive is that on their menu, I'll get to name any one of those 30 hot dogs once they change their menu for over 3 months. At the least 3 months, I'll be able to name any of the hot dogs whatever name I want. So that's exciting too. But we've got to do them in order, so I'm going to be starting with 1, 2, and then like a book, left to right. So let's get it started. Do you guys want to do a countdown?
Yeah, let's do a countdown from 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go, Randy!
Come on, man.
All right, Randy is chowing down on dog number one, which looks to be the all-the-way dog. Dog number one is gone.
Gone. I blinked, and there it went.
There goes Randy sipping down on water. And here comes dog.
The American dog. That's ketchup, mustard, relish, and onion.
Yeah. Dog number two, he's sipping it down. And dog number two has vanished. Okay.
All right. Dog, the Atlanta dog.
Chili and coleslaw, the Atlanta dog. The dirty, dirty.
Not as dirty as Jersey.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no.
Well, close.
Hey, it's nice
we're
up here.
We're in the same ballpark.
It's nice up here. Dog three, gone.
Bernard's.
Dog four, Bertrand.
Bertrand's
Island dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Randy is taking it down. Okay. There goes dog number four. And he's wiping his fingers. He's looking in a good mood, Burlew.
Yeah. Not bad for a minute in.
Yeah, a minute and 20 seconds in. Four
here
dogs
comes
down.
The cardiac dog.
The cardiac dog. Hopefully not. At least hopefully you finish this challenge first, anyway.
At least get the podcast up before something.
Yes. And dog five, gone. Okay.
Then we go Central to the Park. Central Park.
Central Park dog consists of mustard, kraut, and relish. I think I could do that one.
Yeah. That's a
I might have
nice,
that after
safe
this.
One.
He's taking down water. And... Okay.
We
just heard from Ron. He's doing eight and then sets of four after that. Mm-hmm. What are we on dog five right now?
Dog number six
already. I can't even keep track. Dog number seven so coming up.
At the 2 minute mark now. Small dog.
We are, and the Charlotte dog. We are going around the world here. The United States.
All around the world, statues crumble for me.
Randy doesn't even look phased.
Yeah. He's enjoying this.
Gage, what do you think?
All right, we're going to Chi-Town.
Off to Chi-Town. Burlow, what's on the Chi-Town dog there?
The Chicago dog consists of mustard, pickle, raw onion, relish, jalapeno, and celery salt.
All right, now we're getting some spice in there.
All right. And then the next four have been put out.
Randy's got this kind of like nod as he eats. Like either he's listening to music or that's his way of getting it down.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure.
To music.
And he's on the second plate of dogs. All right.
All right. The Chinatown dog.
Chinatown dog. Here we go, baby. And Randy's looks like he's washing away the last remnants of the dog.
Over 3 minutes in, the first eight are down. Now we're going to be doing four at a time. We started with eight. Let's get these.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Let's go, Randy.
Come on, Randy.
Here we go. This is the tough section right here. Rohan right. just says this is a tough section here because I'm guessing the ingredients start to change.
Coney Island's coming up.
Yes. Yeah. Rohan, what do you think about Randy so far?
I think he's doing really well.
Yep.
Going to the Dallas Dog.
Okay. We'll see.
It's a Dallas Dog.
Dallas Dog going down. Randy is an absolute monster. I don't know. People are just kind of sitting here very and quietly. All. It's like watching like a garbage disposal.
All right. Now, I think the next one's the interesting one, the Hershey Dog.
Oh, is this the Hershey Dog coming up, Rohan?
Hershey Dog is coming up in two.
Oh, boy. In two. So we are Dallas Dog.
Home
of the Cowboys.
So hot dog should suck.
Most likely he'll choke on it.
That's the Tony. Yeah. We're getting the next four set ready.
And again, Randy seems 100% unfazed.
Yeah. We're at the 4.5 minute mark.
Ladies, he is available for parties and wow. We on the Hershey Dog now?
All right.
Hershey Dog, this is where things can get interesting.
Chocolate syrup and marshmallows, not my first choice.
Chocolate syrup and marshmallows. Berlo, this might be a good time to call our friend Peter Bond, check in, who is the current record holder.
Let me call him.
This is by far the weirdest one. It's the Hershey's Dog with a hot dog with chocolate sauce and marshmallows, but we'll get it down.
If it had some whipped cream, I could understand it.
And the Hershey Dog is gone. The Hershey Dog is gone pretty much as soon as I finish that sentence. And he is washed away. So that puts us at
number 13.
12 dogs already. Randy, can you pronounce the Hopatcon dog? So we're more than a third of the way in.
Mike Berlew again. Can I put you on speaker?
All right. We'll see if we can hear you.
On the next board, starting with
Hopatcon. All right, Peter. We are about 5 minutes in and 12 dogs down with Randy. We're rooting for everybody, but I'm kind of worried that your picture is going to go a tad to the left after today.
Peter, you need to look up Randy. He kind of looks like J.J. Watt. He is wolfing down dogs before we can even announce the names of them and turn around and figure out what ingredients are on there.
The following ingredients, and he's done.
Again, you could find Randy at foodchallenges.com. He is the owner and proprietor of that. And he is just bobbing his head, barely sweating. I don't know. This guy is a monster, dude.
Yeah, and he's in the zone. It's not like he's struggling at any point. One, two, three,
four, Pete, are you feeling sad?
Not really feeling sad. It was just something I did for fun. I'm glad that he's going with a good pace, and if I was going to get beaten by anybody, I'd rather get beaten by somebody that does this on the regular than just some schmo walking in.
Yes. All right, Peter. Well, we'll check in you one more time and see and let you fill you in on if he completes the entire challenge and if you are still the current record holder. However, don't cross your fingers.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy. So, again, we just checked in with Peter Bond. I believe he's from Rockaway.
Yeah, the current
where
holder
I live
at
also.
19.
Current holder. Oh, what dog we got there, Rohan? What?
Ooh. One of the heaviest dogs on the board.
It looks heavy.
That is number 15. It's the halfway point.
Randy's still bobbing his head, face becoming a little redder, a little sweat forming. I'm also feeling disgusting just watching him.
But
I might need the trash can. And, this is pretty unbelievable. Berlo, what are we looking at a time here? What is he doing?
I had to turn off the timer to call him, but we're around the
7 minute mark.
All right, gentlemen, here it is. Another one.
New plate of four coming up.
New plate of four.
Doing good, Randy. Doing good.
Randy, how you feeling?
Good so far.
All right. He actually got words out, so he's still alive.
Well, that's the amazing thing. Like, when I look at these YouTube videos, as he's doing the challenge and he's crushing it, he still has time to go, you know, tell people the blow-by-blow.
Yes. He's pulling a plate of four next to him. And he's also, what he was saying about water, he's only been through about three-quarters of a bottle of water so far.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the keys. One of the things he brings up is don't fill up on liquids and so forth because you need the room for the food. A lot of times what he does is, with the bigger amount challenges, is drink soda at the end to kind of put the gas keep the bubbles in the stomach.
Second bottle of water being opened. Yeah. I have lost track. Does anybody know what dog he's on?
It's on the next side.
What's he on, Rohan? What dog?
He's on the Miami dog number 17.
I'm liking his chances right now.
Oh, man. I'm loving it. He's 13 away.
Yeah.
He is in Miami with sriracha, ketchup, and raw onion.
That sounds like a good dog.
Yeah,
I would eat that.
The next challenge is for one of these women to kiss him with his breath after that.
No, the challenge is me driving him back to the train station. Yeah. We are not speeding and swerving.
Keep the windows down. Again, Randy has not broken pace.
Yeah.
In fact, in some parts, I think he's sped up.
Yeah. By the recorder, I see about 13-minute mark.
But right. I think it's close to that. Maybe 11 minutes, something like that. Randy is...
He's definitely on pace to get to 20 in the 15 minutes.
Yes. That looks like another loaded dog. Rohan, what we got on that one?
New York, we have a yellow mustard, a choice of yellow or brown mustard. You pick yellow, sauerkraut, and red onion sauce.
Very nice.
That sounds delicious. All right, standard New York dog. Yeah. Randy just came in from New York and originally from Missouri again, if you haven't heard from before. Pretty interesting. This guy gets to do this for a living, man. He
enjoys it. I mean, we had a good conversation with him.
We had a great conversation. Traveling, he said he's coming up on a UK and Ireland trip again. I know he had some videos from the UK already, so... You know, here he goes. That's one, oh, God, this one looks loaded, too.
That looks like the Philly, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he did say he's excited to go to Philly for a cheesesteak, so maybe this is warming him up.
And then after that will be the game-winning 20.
This one looks tough. This one looks like it's giving him a little bit more struggle than the others. It's gone.
That took him 12 seconds.
Back,
I'm worried.
Back, gone! Chris Berman. Portland. We're going on the West
that's
Coast.
Number 20, am I right?
This is number 20 coming up. Yep,
all right.
10 to go, Randy.
Yeah, come on.
10 to go. Let's clap it up for him. Let's go. Come on, Randy. Unfreaking believable.
This is number 20 right here.
I've already tied the record of 19. This is 20 to win it. I'm only 12 minutes in. Less
12
than
minutes.
That, so still doing all right.
All right.
So you may remember where you were for Jeter's last game.
Uh-huh.
You may remember where you were for different pitchers' last games. But you're going to remember where you saw this big moose eat 30 hot dogs. No, he's back on track. Had a little burp there. he is, you know, like it's amazing that we're going to do, you know, probably by the end of this, the whole recording of this whole contest is going to be like 20 minutes and he just took down 30 dogs.
Yeah.
Well, not yet. But I'm
the key
I got faith in Randy here.
Put him.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's call back Peter.
20 down.
So we're going to unfortunately tell Peter the bad news.
Oh, just the water bottle. We're bringing Pete back on the line. So Randy taking some water down.
I finished all 20 to beat the previous record in about 12 and a half minutes. Now we're starting. We're going for 30 so we can get those gift cards. 10 more to go.
Randy, what's your status? How you feeling?
Doing all right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Peter did not.
Randy doing some kind of breathing slash burping techniques.
This is the Thai dog we're on right now.
This is where it gets intense. A lot of spice coming. Peter coming back. Right into the microphone there.
Hey, Peter. Hey, I got some bad news for you, my friend. We just finished the 20th dog in about the 12.5-minute mark.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Randy, 10 to go. Starting to slow down a little bit, but this guy, I don't know, man. He is crushing. He's crushing.
Excellent.
But,
I don't think
you
finished the whole board.
Yes.
He's getting there. No, I mean, so any thoughts on losing your title? Any inspirational words you can provide us?
Not really disappointed. It was fun while it lasted. It didn't last probably about a year. So.
Yeah. All right. A lot of noise here, Peter. We just want to thank you for popping on and definitely check out the podcast. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, bro.
So, Randy, again, with this bobbing motion, now he's on the Minute Maid, so I guess it's a change in strategy.
Yeah. It's all with, like, loosening the stomach and keeping things in check.
Yes. He is getting close. What are we on? Rohan, what dog are we on?
Right now we are on the UN.
Oh,
that's got a lot of. There is a ton of stuff on this.
The second, the most flavor, second to last row. The UN that consists of hot sauce, Thai sauce, kraut, jalapenos, onion crunch, and ketchup.
All right. So, it sounds delicious. Did it go down? Just maybe not 30 of them. Randy's slowing down a bit, taking breaths, but he is mowing down that dog.
This is a tough one. This guy's a monster.
Come on, Randy.
Come on.
Come on.
So what are you doing for lunch, Scott?
He's on dog number 20.
I don't know. I have a feeling I want a hot dog. You know?
What made you think of that?
Timer-wise, he's past the 15-minute mark. So what basically is going to happen is he's going for 30 dogs in 30 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Rohan just stated, if you didn't hear in the background, he is past the 15-minute mark. Now he's attempting the 30 dogs in 30 minutes. He's got plenty of time left, and he's looking good. Okay, he also just stated his time will be time stamped, meaning anybody that ever challenges has to beat his time at this point. So,
good luck, people.
All right, we are in challenge and speed. Randy is looking good, sweating.
Had the one.
Number 24, 7 to go.
This is the easy stuff.
Yeah, that's what I've always said. After the 20th hot dog, it just breezing from there.
Okay, now comes the tough stuff.
Oh, man, plate of four.
Another plate of four, the type of dogs that are on there. The prerequisite to the spice dog.
Okay.
Which is the wasabi dog. This is the warm-up to the hot.
Rohan's saying the wasabi dog might be the killer in here. And we took advice from one of our little guys over there. He said the wasabi dog is the one that's going to slow him up. We'll see.
It's positioned on the board. It goes real hot. A cooling dog, which is the who loves it. That dog loves it at that point. And then we're going to go into the hot stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the pre-hot dogs, spicy dogs, which could present a little bit of a challenge because Randy did say that spicy is not his favorite.
Yes.
So
the big one.
Right now, you're at
24.
Yep.
You just finished 24. You're going
to
be on 25.
Six to go, Randy.
All right. All right.
Come on, Randy.
Let's get in the zone. It's cracking the Diet Coke.
Six more to go. 2 minutes per dog. Got it.
2 minutes.
Two minutes per dog.
Well, it does become more of a struggle here now.
I mean, I'm seeing it a little bit in his face, but again, he's still chugging along.
Here come, what dog is that?
That is the wasabi dog.
Oh, this is the wasabi dog. This is the speed bump.
Yeah.
This is the dog that kind of hits you in the back of the head and hits you in the back of the head and runs.
All right. Wasabi.
Stay with you
for a while. Wasabi dog. Randy has switched to soda now.
It's going to run fast. It's going to run fast. This is the one that slows you down when you're eating sushi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Little known fact, Randy did 200 pieces of sushi in 2 minutes.
Definitely some pain on Randy's face at the moment. Trying to loosen up, trying to burp. He's got about one big bite of the wasabi dog left.
He's slowing down, but I think he's taking advantage of the time left.
I still think he's got it.
I do, too. I do. Oh,
man.
There goes
that.
Down.
He's got that eyes watering. Yes,
wasabi's.
Wasabi down. Wasabi down.
All right. Next is Who Loves You?
Five left, guys. The five who's left.
The second to last tough dog. Got that crazy witch. Now comes number 26.
Oh,
I'm sorry, 25.
That's it.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
All right, this is the Who Loves Your Dog with chili and cheese.
Chili and cheese. This one might be I think this is a nice one. This might be more basic.
It's basic, but still heavy.
Well, and there's 25 underneath that.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
All right, five left.
Five left. Randy's talking to his video.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you'll be able to see up in
YouTube.
Up on YouTube soon. Yeah. Again, food challenge. His nose is running. I don't know what's coming out of it. Wasabi, possibly. That definitely clears the sinuses out. Oh, man. Halfway through the 26th dog, which is, again, the Who Loves You.
Then we start getting to the hot stuff.
Yeah, then we're in for a treat here. Randy's nose is running, I'm assuming, from the wasabi.
Boxer/trainer.
Yeah.
Oh,
we've got an injury. Randy's nose is bleeding.
And he's still working through the pain.
Randy just devoured a dog with a napkin in his nose.
Wow.
Big bloody nose coming.
You all right, bro?
You never know what's going to happen in professional eating here. I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
It's all right, Randy. You got this.
Take your time, bro.
You got this, buddy.
We're here for you, bro.
Well, we're really not. We're just looking at you.
We're here in spirit.
We're here in spirit, Randy, if that helps.
Can you tell her to go to the side of the building?
Randy is adjusting the napkin in his nose. He stuffed it in his nose, taking a sip of Coke, and he looks like
four left.
This is the final descent here, and it is not an easy one.
He's working on the Newark dog. That's spicy hot red onion sauce.
It's weird after you eat it, you have no money left in your wallet.
No, that's the Yonkers dog.
The Yonkers dog. Randy is mowing down. It almost looks like he's more affected by the nosebleed than the hunger or lack of hunger.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Let's throw a little bit of curveball in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we are. We are on the Yonkers dog.
Yonkers dog. Spicy hot chili. He's got three to go, people.
All right.
And on the board it says hot, double hot, and triple hot. How many minutes?
Just over 22 minutes. About 22 minutes.
All right. So he's got 8 minutes to get these last three
dogs. And then the bloody nose is not helping, but and he still devours a dog while dealing with it. Come on, Randy. Here we go. Audience is clapping.
This is Walk in the Park number 20.
Yonkers dog.
28. This is number 28. All right. 28. He's got two more to go after this, which is the crazy stuff.
Yep. 28. Oh, it's getting spicy.
I have had the Fire Island dog, the one after this. It was very delicious.
Yep. Let's check in with our roving reporter, JJ, here. What do you think? You think he's going to do two more? Yeah, he's nodding yes. Randy, JJ thinks you're going to do it, so let's go.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of things going on. He's got bloody nose. He's got being full. He's got the spice.
Wow.
This is like watching Hank Aaron in his prime.
This is like Kirk Gibson, you know?
Yes.
It's like, no, he can't go out there. And he's like, whack.
Yes.
Home run.
Yes.
It's the wasabi. Yeah, and the wasabi can... Yeah, and then that which is not a Brazilian ghost crazy witch.
Yeah. All right, number 28 is down.
Number two to go with probably somewhere around 7 minutes left. I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous.
This is coming up. Ghost level.
Rohan is showing the ghost hot sauce.
Oh, it's good. We got
ghost level coming up.
Ghost level coming up. Randy's still adjusting his nose. That is definitely slowing him down. He's got two to go. Audience is pretty in tune to it.
Yeah.
A lot of clapping going on.
5 minutes for two dogs. 2.5 minutes per dog. It's capable.
5 minutes, two dogs, Randy. 5 minutes.
Okay, he has two dogs left, which is the craziest dogs in the house.
He's getting mentally prepared again, dealing with the nose issue. You know, now he's double stuffing his nose. I wonder if that might help with the spice, maybe block out some of the scent. Or he's standing up, maybe loosening it up a little bit, stretching.
Fire Island Crazy Witch.
Here we go.
29 and 30.
29 and 30. Fire Island and Crazy Witch.
A good portion of it. Red onions. Jalapeno. What?
And Randy is...
He's asking for the last two dogs one at a time.
Yes.
He's standing up right now.
Come on, Randy.
You want another plate? You want to put on the tray?
What? No, just different plates. Different plates, different time. But give me one, sir.
Yeah. He's getting intense here.
Fire Island.
Come on, Randy. Come on. Come on, Randy. Going by Berlew's recommendation here.
So nothing but good could happen from this.
Yes. 4 minutes, Randy. Come on.
Come on, Randy. We're here for you. Uh-oh. Okay.
With confidence, shove the garbage can aside. Doing a burp, doing a stretch.
All right.
Come on, Randy.
Come on, Randy.
Like I said, it's amazing. Like, you... Like the, I guess Peter said, you know, he just did it as a hobby, you know, something to do with this guy is, like he said, all this preparation, you know, it's crazy.
I mean, we're literally seeing the definition of food challenge
right now. Yes, this is a challenge, all right. He's already got the store record, so he's definitely struggling with the Fire Island. Looks like a beaten down warrior. He's got tissue in his nose.
Ew.
Diet Coke in his hand.
Mm. I don't remember that scene in Rocky. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, we'll have. I mean, the podcast will be all audio, but he'll have video. I'll have. We have pictures. And, yes. Yep. Randy, time is ticking now. Though, getting nervous. Time is ticking.
Yeah.
Less than two minutes,
Randy.
On, Randy.
He just took down 29. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
We're on the last one, people.
Crazy Witch. Last one. 2 minutes. Here we go. It's down to the wire here.
Come on.
Randy. Here we go. Randy. 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 Randy.
The crazy witch.
He's getting into a little zone.
2 minutes and 9 seconds left.
All right. 2 minute warning here.
2 minute warning. Hottest dog. Here we go.
Bleeding out of his nose.
It is ninth inning, two outs. And Randy's up to the plate. Here we go. Guns out. Nose bleeding.
Wow.
Here we go. And keep in mind, he also has to sit for 10 minutes. That is also part of the challenge. Yeah. So he's not out of the woods yet. And here we go. Here we go.
He's got the hot dog in his hand.
Get in, hot dog in the
get into the game.
Crazy Witch, this hot dog named after my wife. Yoo-hoo. He's calling for a yoo-hoo.
Wow, this is a new part of the game.
Come, man. Uh-oh. All right. Come on, Randy. Come on.
He's psyching up. We still got time here.
Come on, Randy. One to go, buddy.
But that is smart. A milk product is always said to be one of the best things.
Yes.
Water actually intensifies heat.
There we go.
Come on, Randy. He's got the first bite in.
Yep.
He's chewing down with some Diet Coke.
Here we go. First bite. Dog is... Yeah, 5/8.
Oh.
Randy almost spewed.
No, don't do it.
Come on, Randy. Uh-oh. It's getting really tense in here.
This is really...
Really, really tense. He is on the last dog, and he almost came close twice. He's drinking Yoo-Hoo. There's a half a dog left. Oh, my God.
How much time we got left?
Oh, my God.
We got 30 seconds left.
Oh, no.
Randy just threw up in the garbage can. With 21 seconds left.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. Wow. 21 seconds, half a dog left. Oh, my God. Once the wasabi got him.
He said he's not a fan of the heat, and
wow.
Man. This was a hell of a roller coaster event.
A dog left. Set the record, 29 and a half dogs. Randy's in the bathroom. And we're going to take a break and try to see from hear from him when we get back. So, competition is over, and literally came down to a half of hot dog. A half of hot dog. I feel so disappointed, you know? Like,
I am, man.
It was just amazing to watch.
As weird as I sound, this is kind of almost emotional, kind of roller coaster as we went through the whole challenge, hitting the 20 hot dog mark, seeing it go.
Randy was murdering the first 24. Randy, I guess it's like a post-game interview. You got the look of disappointment on your face. But first off, you did one freaking hell of a job, man. It's absolutely amazing what you do.
Thanks for having me on the show and doing it with
me. I really appreciate it, bro.
Before we even talk about anything, one thing I really like about you is your view on the whole eating thing, and you got a different take on it than a lot of people with the nutrition and the, you know, how serious you take it. So it's you know, really interesting to hear. It's not just shoving food down your throat. It's the whole lifestyle, and, you know, there's a positive message in all of it, too. So,
yes. Yeah. There's a lot more that people don't really realize about everything that goes into it. Eventually, with foodchallenges.com and more people checking out all the articles and everything we have coming up, things will get better.
So, Randy, what happened? What happened in the challenge?
Oh, I don't think it was anything with mixing or liquids or anything like that. It was just I don't like spicy foods.
So it was the last one that
really... Yeah, the smell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, things might have been different if I didn't have that damn nosebleed, but...
Yeah, has that ever happened to you before?
No, it never has. I don't know if it was the wasabi or what it was, but
yeah, that was like
you need to be able to breathe through your nose while you're eating,
right?
And when you got one nostril clogged because it's filled with blood and tissue, then
you never thought we'd see a guy with a bloody face eating, you know, like. But what was even it was very impressive was you were stuffing your nose with tissue at one point and still wolfing down dogs at the same time.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get it before that 30-minute mark. So.
Yes. Rohan, man, so how do you think Randy did, first off?
I think he did a great job.
Just come closer. He's
a
troop.
Yep. I think he did a great job. I think he did a great job, and he did, you know, an outstanding job eating the hot dogs. Where people have difficulty, I've heard it way before the numbers that he reached, is all the different toppings. They do catch up to you. I've stated that to the media. I stated that to the news, where they said, where do you think he's going to have trouble with all the different things? That's the reason why we have them wait 10 minutes afterwards. Because even though he's fine, or he, she, whoever does it, is fine throughout the contest, let's see what happens in 10 minutes. It's very important. It's not the first time I've seen this happen here, and I'm sure it won't be the last.
Nope.
However, he is an unbelievable professional eater when it comes to challenges. And I have to make some phone calls after all of this at the end of the day to see what it's going to take to bring him back. And now I know for a fact, just with our contacts and his network, all of our networks, what's going to happen is so many more people are going to come just to try to do it even before he takes another shot at it.
Randy, would you be up to coming back one day?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sometime in 2015, hopefully.
Yes, maybe in the spring when it gets nice or something like that.
Yeah, hopefully I bring more better weather with me.
Yeah. Well, first off, Rohan, thank you so much for having us in here and Randy in here. Great time. I'm actually looking forward to eating right after this.
Oh, no worries.
It was definitely a fun event. I think the community liked it. I think we definitely liked it.
It was a great time.
Now, we have a 196 total. Is it total attempts on challenges, or is it total challenge wins?
Randy, how many wins do you have?
195
wins. Mm-hmm. Is that all straight in a row?
Well, I mean, it's over the course of since 2010. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Has there been any losses in that entire span?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been not quite a few, but, I mean, probably about 10. But as far as existing challenges that have beaten that I haven't went back and beat, there's about 5 or 6.
Okay, and the reason why I note that is because I have to really take in perspective when a true champion, as impressive as an individual like Randy, loses at a challenge like this, it's going to bring in some of the elite people. And I want to make sure that, you know, it's understood that it's a very tough challenge.
I mean, let me ask you, Randy. I mean, in your opinion, is this still a winnable challenge? Do you feel...
Yeah. No, it's definitely a winnable challenge. I mean, another thing, and that's not a good excuse, but I've done challenges the last 7 days.
Nope.
As far as if I was fresh and didn't have that damn nosebleed, things might have been different. But some days are better than others. Some days you can eat a lot. Some days your body just says no, and today was one of those days where I said no with half of a hot dog left. So,
yeah, I guess that's what happens. You know, it's almost like a sport. You know, I guess it is a sport in a way. You know?
Yeah,
you never know what's going to happen with weather and injury.
Yeah.
But
and let's make it clear that there was two parts to the challenge. One, he completed, but the risk that you run moving forward for the grand championship is a very risky move. That's a decision that person can make at any time.
It's a gamble with the rules. I mean, especially adding to the 10-man rule after wherever you stop, obviously.
Right.
So, all right. Before we wrap it up, maybe we should give Peter
a call.
Randy, anything you want to promote real quick before we get
out
of here?
No. If anybody has any tips or needs anything regarding where to find or how to win or do anything related to food challenges, just make sure to check out foodchallenges.com, and I appreciate everybody checking it out.
And can we expect to see this video online?
Yeah, it'll be up eventually.
And all right. I have a good friend of mine,
second,
and he's a colleague. I'd just like him to just ask you one question.
I just have one question. Where does this rank on challenges?
Where does this rank on challenge for you is the question.
Oh, well, as far as one of the ones that I have not completed, it's definitely in the top 3. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to beat in Scotland another one that had involved six ghost peppers at the very end that I didn't beat on that one either.
Right.
But, I mean, it's two different types of food challenges. Spicy, which is a whole different ball game than quantity. And
right.
when it involves quantity specifically, I can dominate them. But when it combines both, it's a different ball game.
Yes.
And just so we understand is that if it falls under, on his opinion, the top three, and that's in the obviously in the entire world, we would have to say that it's a true food challenge that encompasses all areas and perspectives of food, all into every single type of ingredient, from raw to cooked to fried onions, all the way from spicy to not spicy to salt, sweet, sour, you know, type of foods. So yeah. I just wanted to...
All right, Randy, once again, thank you so much for coming. Yeah, a lot of fun having you on, and you're an awesome guy on top of, you know,
yeah,
on top of
we really
hey,
appreciate
thank you.
You.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
All yeah. right. Real quick, Peter, we're going to we have some news for you.
What's up?
You are still the champion.
Really? How'd that happen?
Randy was motoring through. He actually got a nosebleed, was still eating dogs while bleeding from his face, and got to 29.5, got down to the, what was it, the crazy witch.
Crazy witch.
And it came back up with 29.5 dogs down.
Wow. Well, thank God for technicality.
In under 30 minutes.
In under 30 minutes,
yeah.
too. But unbelievable.
Amazing.
But yes, so Peter, thanks for also being part of the show. Congratulations, you're still the champ. Randy might come back, though. He might come back.
I definitely think he could take it next time. He'll be more prepared.
Great. All right, Peter, thanks so much. Again, check us out on Stitcher, on iTunes, on Podbean. Also, we had the Big Brew Fest coming up, a couple really interesting guests. So keep the wind at your back, and I love you.
Gotcha, people.